Chapter 4. Prepare the Stage 3. Time and Space. A normal day in a normal office looks like this. Sunrise. Meeting, meeting. Check email. Work, fast lunch. Meeting, meeting. Check email. Meeting, internet surfing. Meeting, sunset. The day is long and busy, but we do not always do a lot of work. Every meeting, email, and phone call means that we are not really working. Nobody wants to work like this. In a sprint, we have only one big thing to do. We have a long time to do it, and nobody will call us or come in and talk to us. A sprint day looks like this. Sunrise. 10 a.m. Work. Break. Work. Lunch. Work. Break. Work. 5 p.m. Sunset. We start at 10 a.m. and end at 5 p.m. with an hour for lunch. There are only 6 hours in a normal sprint day. You will not need more time if everyone in the sprint works hard and has lots of energy. We start at 10 a.m. so that people have time to look at their emails, and we finish at 5 p.m. so that they do not get too tired. The team needs to be in the same room from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. On Friday, we start earlier, at 9 a.m. Monday, 10 a.m. Lunch, 5 p.m. Tuesday, 10 a.m. Lunch, 5 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. Lunch, 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. Lunch, 5 p.m. Friday, 9 a.m. Lunch, 5 p.m. Why 5 days? We tried shorter sprints, but everyone got too tired, and there was not enough time to finish the work. We tried longer sprints, but people needed to do their real jobs, and they stopped thinking about the sprint. As well as lunch, there are 2 shorter breaks. One in the morning at 11:30 a.m., and one in the afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Inside the sprint room, everyone should only be thinking about the sprint. No laptops, phones, or tablets are allowed. If you are looking at a laptop, phone, or tablet, it means that you are not listening to what is happening in the sprint. And perhaps you are also saying to yourself and to the other people in the room, "This work isn't interesting." However, it is fine to check your laptop, phone, or tablet during a break. Also, you are allowed to leave the room to check them. For a good sprint, it is important to have a good place to work, and you need 2 or more whiteboards in the room. We think that when you use big whiteboards in a sprint, magic happens. This is because everybody in the room can use the whiteboards to share their ideas and to see other people's ideas. Because of whiteboards, people's great ideas are not hidden in notebooks or laptops. However, if you do not have whiteboards, it is fine to work on paper. If possible, you should do the sprint in the same room all day, every day. If you are not able to do this, you need to use whiteboards that you can move to the next room that you are going to be in. You do not want to lose all the great ideas that the team has written on the whiteboards.